Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 4th of September. This week in Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we explore why it's important to know your identity in Christ. Our Bible reading for this week is Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 3 to 18, which today we're reading from the New Living Translation. Spiritual blessings. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. God has now revealed to us his mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill his own good plan. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to God. And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised, and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in the knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light, so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Amen. If you've ever received an email or letter from me, you may have noticed I often sign them off in Christ. Why? Because it is important that you and I both know that our true identity is found only in Christ. After all, he is the one who created us. My identity is found in Christ. My work finds meaning only in Christ. In Christ, we find out who we are. We can only discover our true identity by getting to know our Creator. The world emphasizes getting to know ourselves, but God knows everything about us, so why don't we simply ask him? God made you to love you. He gives you a purpose in life. We are often tempted to look to other people for our identity, or to try to find it in our work, or our successes, or even our ministry and service. Our true identity is only found in Christ. That's why it's important to know your identity in Christ. As you think through these thoughts today, these questions might help you. Where have you tried to find your identity other than in Christ? And what has been the result? I hope to see you tomorrow as we explore in Battle Drill Devotionals how God's family can help us find our identity in Christ.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.